Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Every time John comes on, it ends up in a skirmish with somebody else, and it's usually been Ken. I really do enjoy that we're somehow Fanta's turning around and then feuding with other people.
He can get in the mud.
Oh, we like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great at it.
He can dust up. Now, timing is everything with the Cavs and Darius Garland. And I know how I feel about it, but I've been torn in this idea that because Darius Garland had the great toe injury, and he's likely to resume where he needs to be, get back in the court at the beginning of the season or even early into the season, that the Cavs are better off not trading him this summer. I kind of hate the notion.
Hate the notion of trading him, or hate the notion that like that's become the narrative is that it's easier to not trade him and just run it back.
That the idea that should have any impact on whether they're going to trade him or not.
Well, I think people are concerned right now because it doesn't seem like you're getting anywhere close to the best player in return in any of these deals. Like, there's not a Darius Garland trade that anyone can come up with where the Cavs get the best player in return, and I think that's why people are now retreating to maybe think about the deadline instead. But even at the deadline, I don't know that you're getting the best player in return.
So here's the thing, and I think this is maybe what the Desmond Bane trade can teach us all. Did the Magic overpay for a non-superstar-level wing? Yes, but they overpaid for fit. And the book is out on the Cavs and on Kobe Altman. And none of the regular season winning has changed that. Because every time in the postseason, we've come away saying they might not be physically tough enough or strong enough, mentally tough enough, and oh yeah, they still don't fit together. Nothing that's going to happen between now and next trade deadline is going to change that.
For sure, but I do wonder if people think that the value would be greater for Darius because they don't love this market. But what I would tell people is that think about how many people had Desmond Bane in trade scenarios prior to 24 hours ago, Nick. Not many. It didn't exist. That wasn't a part of the conversation. Like you can get so many players that just pop up out of nowhere to now enter the chat.
So, and I can kind of understand that thought. Here's a problem with that. Darius could also struggle coming off the toe injury, and he's got basically 2.5 months to get it right then. That would be a lot of pressure on the deadline, with the downside of you might have passed up something that gets you closer to where you need to be. Listen, I'm not saying you have to trade Darius. I think it's a little funny that the entire conversation around the Darius Garland, the idea of a trade now, is you only trade him if you get, blown away by an offer. Like, guys, he's not Kevin Durant 7 years ago.
Right.
He's not LeBron 3 years ago.
That's what makes it so tough, though, is that there's no offer that people come up with where not only do you get blown away, but there's not even a reasonable offer that appears as of right now. Again, it can change, but as of right now, where you seem like you're getting anything close to what the return should be for Darius.
But in fairness, that's just because the Cavs haven't leaked that information. Like, there's a part of me that looks at this like, guys, they still might be weighing their options. I don't think the toe thing's gonna have any impact on his trade value. If you liked Darius before the toe injury, you know he's gonna come. This is not gonna be the injury that ends his career. And any team that goes, well, I can only give you 80 cents on the dollar because his toe is injured.
No, but I don't think
trying
were,
to rip you.
I don't
off.
Think they were doing that even before the toe injury. I think after this postseason and comboed up with the idea of what happened this postseason, I just think his value got hurt in a way that it just. It's not what it was last year when it seemed like the value was completely in the toilet. Like, there's a lot of recognition of who Darius is and how good he is as a basketball player, but it's not what it was, Nick.
Here's the thing. We'll see. I just don't buy that there's not enough trade value. I think
Listen, you know me. I want to shake the snow globe. I want to make a move. I want to do something, even if it means 80% or 80 cents on the dollar. But it just feels like when a lot of people have this conversation, they're hoping that you'd wait until the trade deadline, you recoup some of the value that Darius lost, and then maybe you get a better return there. I think, Nick, they start winning out of the gate next year, and then I think it becomes harder to make that trade at the deadline because I think a lot of fans will convince themselves that they're somehow different, even though we know that they're not.
Well, and I think we have to give up. We have to make a choice. Do you want to fiendishly tie yourself to players who, as good as they are, do not fit together. That math will not change. The math will still math
right
on that in 6 months and 12 months. And at some point, the injuries will get to a point where it's going to impact his trade value, where it really hits the you-know-what.
Oh, yeah, one more injury, and I don't know how anybody would possibly trade for him. I'm already saying he's made of glass and he's a broken toy in many ways. How is anybody going to possibly trade for him if he just continues to get injured year after year after year?
But I just think, like, listen, I'm not dead set on trading Darius. I am dead set on making some sort of move, and it's not Dean Wade or Isaac Okoro. But this idea that, oh, well, the Cavs can do better at the deadline. One, those deadline deals, these kind of moves tend to happen at least for specific players. Like wings, guys, wings are always going to trade at the deadline. Wings have, there's a value with wings that does fluctuate within each player, but by and large, teams always need wings. There's a point guards.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's really tough to find a team at the All-Star game, at the All-Star break, that fits, that has what you need, that also is going to need what you have, specific to Darius Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the idea of, well, there's some school of thought that the Cavs might be better and waiting till the deadline next year. And I think that's galaxy braining it. Like, this is where the rubber meets the road. And it's okay. Listen, if Kobe wants to say, you know what, there's not an offer out there that I'm comfortable with, I want to run it back, that's fine. There is a statute of limitations on keeping your job and doing that. There's a statute of limitations on Donovan's patience. And listen, maybe you get through the next, probably, what, 2 weeks after the NBA draft, right before free agency, there's not the right offer, and you go, oh, I think in a year's time, because I can't make this team dramatically better, I might have to trade Donovan. Okay, then that's a long-term play. I understand that.
Yeah, and that might,
then
that might be it.
But then I'm not trading Darius next trade deadline.
Right. No, then you hang on to him, and then obviously it'd be a Darius-Evan combo with whatever you got from Donovan. Like, there are multiple ways they can go with this. There's no denying that. I find the whole conversation fascinating, though, because it feels like everyone was hell-bent on trading Darius, and now everyone's looking around, and it just doesn't seem like people have the appetite to do so now.
Is there anyone... Do you think a midseason Darius trade makes more sense than one this summer?
No, but I understand. If they go into the season with Darius, there's no way they're going to eventually trade him at the All-Star break. I just don't see that as reality. I could see how they thought maybe they'd recoup some of the value, but we just see this time and time again. It's not going to just magically appear.
And here's the thing.
And there's nothing he can do in the regular season to fix that either is the problem. Like, the way Darius fixes his value is the postseason. That's the problem. Where everything comes in, and really comes at a head with him.
There's just a part of me that I don't buy that Darius doesn't have value. I don't think Darius's value is where it was a year ago, where you could have, in an awful draft, you could have got, I think it was the fourth and eighth pick, and I think a bad contract from the Spurs. I think that was the trade talked about for Darius Garland. I don't think that's his value anymore. I actually think the injury might help you sell the idea of, like, watch the Miami series. Watch the first two games of that series before he got hurt and tell me Darius doesn't play in the postseason, where he was untouchable, hot to a different degree.
Yeah, but they'd go back to game 3 in the Knicks series 2 years ago. They'd go back to game 7 in the Orlando series. They'd go back to game 5 in the Pacers series this year.
Yeah, but here's the point. Like, you now actually have playoff action to counteract with it, and Darius did just have... You can make an argument that Darius just had the best year of his career in the regular season. You and I just might not agree on what his value is. I think it is speculative by fans to panic that he doesn't have any trade. I think the trade hasn't happened yet because there's one trade that happened.
It's not any trade value. Is there a trade out there that exists where the Cavs are getting a better player in return than Darius Garland, and that right now doesn't appear to exist?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the... It's not about better. It's about better fit. Does a trade...
I'm with you. Better fit matters more than that, but it's still the idea of in no trade that I can come up with, are you getting anywhere close to the same value as Darius than what he offers?
I think Tyler Hero is a slightly less better player than Darius. I think he makes you 10 times better because you don't have the fit issues. I think Desmond Bane is a step below where Darius is. I think Desmond Bane would have been a no-brainer type trade.
I would have liked Desmond Bane.
So there are players out there. It's just do teams adjacent, like for instance, I was talking with our buddy Spencer Davies yesterday because I was like, help me explain why the Rockets would consider trading Jalen Green. I just don't understand it. Like, I think he's a really young player and there's growth there that needs to happen. I think Spencer's retort was something along the lines of teams look at the next 1 to 2 years as an opportunity to steal a championship and they're willing to sacrifice 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, Phoenix needs a point guard. If Phoenix got Jalen Green for Kevin Durant and wanted Darius Garland, like, Jalen fits more Evan Mobley's timeline. But yeah, I'd be very tempted to do that. Different issues with Jalen, and he's much younger, so there's going to be a learning curve, but like, that's the kind of thing that you would consider, or that I would consider.
Yeah, they have to get creative. We're not at the part yet where it feels like they've gotten creative enough.
216-474-0092. Does a mid-season Darius Garland trade make more sense than this offseason? We'll ask the $200 question of John Fanta and the timing of a Darius trade coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.